Good afternoon, wherever you are. Good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts. Once again, it's Bit Friends Blog Talk Radio Show. Today it's beautiful, beautiful Monday, June 15th. We're midway through the Vitiligo Awareness Month, the month that our vitiligo community globally celebrates ourselves. And so today I am so honored, so delighted on this beautiful day, 77 degrees here in Boston, to be celebrating this day and sharing in an interview with my dear brother, Perry Whaley. So I'm not going to draw this out any longer. Yesterday was our day to really have this conversation, but technology sometimes does what it wants to do. But we made sure that we got him in here today, and we are going to spend some time chatting. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and my honor, my esteemed honor, to welcome to this Bit Friends Blog Talk Show none other than Mr. Perry Whaley. Hello, Perry.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can hear you clearly. How are you doing, and who is Perry Whaley?
Well, my name is Perry Whaley, and I'm the Vitiligo Man of Action, and I am here straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. And today it's a pleasure to be on the show, especially it being Vitiligo Awareness Month, and I'm loving this. So thank you, Valerie.
Oh, absolutely. I've been wanting to grab you for so long, so I was not going to let this month go by. I definitely wanted to just chat with you. Listen, tell our audience, they're listening nationally and internationally, how long has Perry had vitiligo?
Well, I've had vitiligo for over 25-30 years.
Mm-hmm.
25-30 years. I started with, well, I'll say, yeah, I'm 55 now, so yeah, about 25 years. About 25 years.
So 25 years
started
put
when
you
I was
in college, in high school. Where were you at that point of your life?
I was in college. I had finished college at that point. After college,
mm-hmm.
That's when it started, when I was about 25.
Uh-huh. And so thank goodness you hopped over the bullying era and the teenage troubles, amid, you know, at adolescent stage. So that's good. Did you try any treatments?
Well, I did the UV rays, and I also did the sun tanning lotion. Nothing major, but because it was only a small spot at that time, so I really didn't have to do all of the major treatments. But at 25, it didn't affect my life like it affected other people's, because I had already built it, an identity in who I was. So when it did happen to me, I wasn't as devastated as most people probably are or were.
Wow. That's very good. That's very good, because, you know, I'm sure all over these years you've heard all sorts of stories. People getting to the edge of taking their lives at, you know, teenage or college years, having to face others with vitiligo. But it didn't bother you that much, you're saying?
No, really, because all my life I've seen somebody with vitiligo. You know, Marlene Smith, Marlene, I knew Marlene all my life. So seeing her with vitiligo and her not being harassed in our community. So for me, it was just kind of like she was the first person I reached out to when I did get vitiligo, because I knew she had it all her life.
Yeah, that made it easier. You saw someone, you knew someone with it, and you knew that they didn't have a problem. That's good.
Right. For me, it was, for me, she was my support. Little did she know, she was my support. And like I said, I saw her grow up with it all my life, and
mm-hmm.
no one never really, I didn't ever know that she was that insecure about vitiligo, because everybody just kind of loves her and showed her a lot of love. But after speaking with her, she was going through a lot of personal stuff with vitiligo. And at that time, when we were growing up, vitiligo was very, very rare, and she had it
yeah.
all her life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, the other piece to that is she being female. There's a difference. Men and women with this vitiligo. Women, we got to be in that mirror. We got to get the makeup right. We got to get things right. And so for guys, it's obviously some difference. But you were at that era and that time age where dating. How was dating for you with this vitiligo as a college person? What?
Well, for me, with vitiligo, it really didn't affect my life like that until now. Once it became full blown, and that's when I really knew it was a difference in my life then, because dating had become a little bit strenuous at that point. You know, it became a little strange because people didn't look at me as the same person I was because
right.
I had changed. My appearance had changed, And little did I know, my confidence changed too a little bit. And then it was just that one incident in life that reminded me, man, you are who you are. And from that point on, this is where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I first got to know you, I believe, probably on the internet in 2015, but met you in 2016 when Big Friends coordinated and had this brilliant idea to take what we did 2015 here in Boston on the State House steps in 2015. We wanted to take it to the Capitol steps, and I started to reach out to Vitiligo Bond, which you were a part of then, and you guys joined us on the Capitol steps, where I met you. How was your experience? I don't know if you had a support with that vitiligo bond. How was support in general? How was support, and how did you experience, what did you experience 2016 coming together?
For me, it was like a dream come true, because never before had I known or even imagined that people were, they had organizations or groups that were coming together. And then when I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, I met Vitiligo Bond, which was Natasha. I met her organization, and I was with them for about 4 years. And we did a lot of work here in Atlanta, Georgia. And then when the 2016 came and the Vitiligo Awareness event, well, World Vitiligo Day was in Washington, D.C., that was something that I just knew I would not miss, because it was like a dream come true to bring all the different kinds of people from across the country into one place. And you guys did a great job with doing that. And from 2016 to now, the relationships, the growth, and everything, the confidence that have come from that, that particular event was phenomenal for a lot of people, not just me, but for a lot of people.
Wonderful. And everybody, that's the report that we've received, the feedback on 2016 was the birthing of courage and strength and just so much for so many people, as you're saying. So it was a success. We checked that off as total success. Now, out of that,
total success.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is that where the starting point for Vitiligo Man of Action came when?
Actually, it came from 2016 to now, because, you know, I had been advocating far before Tasha, but it just wasn't with an organization. It was just really me, a solo person. And then getting the confidence to be with a group of people like Vitiligo Bond and coming to the World Vitiligo Conference, that just transformed me into, man, I just won't stop. I just won't stop, because when I saw that many people doing things, I said I would never stop advocating for Chicago, because I live with this. And to know that people behind me now, it was phenomenal for me.
You know, when people ask me, you know, whether online or whatever, just in general, who is this? Perry, really, what is this Vitiligo Man of Action? I don't use just Vitiligo Man of Action. Perry Whaley to me is Vitiligo Man of Energy, Vitiligo Man of Substance, Vitiligo Man of Passion, Vitiligo Man of Joy. Where did that all come from?
Well, when I was sitting, when I originally started the organization, I wanted it to be all the men that I knew in the Atlanta area to assist me, but I couldn't find anybody. I couldn't find anybody to reach when they said yeah, but I couldn't really find anybody to participate the way I wanted them to. And so I said, well, since I'm going to be doing this, I may as well turn it into the Vitiligo Man of Action, because I can count on myself. And like you said, all those things you just said is really what the Vitiligo Man of Action is. It's not necessarily the Man of Action. It's everything, energy, opportunity, all those things God gave me.
Whenever I think of you, I think energy, substance, passion, and joy. That's Perry for me.
And that's,
if I had to
and that's
find
what,
you.
That's what it is. 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year.
Absolutely.
And vitiligo just gave me purpose in my life.
Yes.
So, you know, it just gave me a lot of purpose.
Wow. Oh, my God. I wish some men is out there hearing this. For, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Perry Raley, Vitiligo Man of Action out of Atlanta, a man of energy, substance, passion, joy. And I love the one I just wrote down beside it, purpose. And so if there's men out there that's listening, get in touch with Vitiligo Man of Action. Get in touch with BitFriends, www.bitfriends.org. We'll put you in touch with Perry. Your life has purpose. Your life has purpose. What's the future? What do you see the future of Vitiligo Man of Action?
Well, the future for my organization is, for one, Vitiligo Man of Action is a lifestyle. I've converted it into a lifestyle. So my whole purpose is to help people, not just with vitiligo, but with any condition, to realize they can exist in any place in this world, in any place, and be around any people with the confidence that everybody has. So mine is a lifestyle. So what I try to do is put myself in positions to be seen with people, ordinary people and extraordinary people, time that it could be in that situation, and just let people know that as long as you have the confidence, you can communicate in any arena, and that's what the lifestyle is about the Vitiligo Man of Action organization.
Absolutely. Well, listen, all eyes are on you. Folks are watching you. Folks are asking about you. So we know you are stirring something in the atmosphere in this community, and people are really paying attention to it. Now, you have had the opportunity not only to come to the 2016 combined, what we call it now, national conference, but you have come to several others. What have been your experience, and has any of those beside 2016 stood out to you?
Well, I'm going to say all last year in Houston was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. But nothing like, I would say, 2016 was the pioneer of it, and the camaraderie that we had then was probably far greater than now, because everybody who is a leader or who is a real participant in the community of vitiligo came from that 2016 era of that first Washington, D.C., I'm going to call it a march. You know, we did it, and we made a lot of noise up there, and from that point on, look where it has grown. We have organizations all across the country now, not just in one state. It's all across the country, and it was. And I give thanks to everybody, especially you, Valerie, to putting that together.
Thank you.
Without you, we don't know if this would be somebody else's dream, but it wasn't. It was your dream, and I thank you for putting it together and allowing people to share in your dream, you know, and of having a greater community. And I think that we have a greater community, and I think we got a lot of work to do, but we are off to a great start in a short period of time.
Well, Perry, that's where our story ends today, and we will have to do this again. We have a 30-minute show, and we're just about at that right now. Listen, I love you dearly, and you know that. I thank you for this time, but this is only your part one. We'd love to hear part two in another couple of months, so stay tuned. God bless you. Love to your darling there, who's your armor bearer. We love you both. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Big friends always.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank
you. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. So there you have it, live from Boston. That was Vic Friends Blog Talk Radio Show. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.